This weekend marked the Jewish holiday of Shavuot, which celebrates the handing down of the Torah, the Hebrew Bible, from God on Mount Sinai. In synagogues around the world, the scrolls of the Torah are kept in the Holy Ark, and they're brought out to be read each week. The scrolls are written on parchment, and they are meant to last for centuries, but time and wear take their toll, and sometimes repair is needed. It's usually done by a solitary scribe, but in St. Paul, Minnesota, one synagogue is involving all of its congregants, young and old, in the process. From member station WCAL, Beth Friend reports.
You hear that?
On a recent Sunday morning at Mount Zion Temple in St. Paul, Neil Yerman, a Torah scribe, is getting ready to start his work in the restoration of four of the synagogue's seven Torahs. As the Sunday school kindergartners look on, he sharpens his writing instrument, a quill, which tradition demands be from a goose or a turkey.
We have to cut it so that we could make the letters in the right shape, because we always write a Torah by hand.
Yerman explains to the children that a Torah is written on parchment made from the skin of a kosher animal, such as a sheep, calf, goat, or deer, and that the ink used is made in part of dried abandoned wasps' nests.
And the ink is formulated so that it can live over 1,000 years.
The Torah scroll is open on the table before him, the ink bottles taped down, as he leads the children in saying the preparatory bracha, or blessing, which praises God for teaching one's hands to write the letters. All 304,805 letters of a Torah must be readable, or the Torah is pasul, ritually unusable. So periodically, synagogues employ scribes to check the scrolls for faded text, cracks, and any other damage, and to make the necessary repairs. Yerman, like many other scribes, sings each letter he writes.
Lamet, sing it. Lamet.
The first step in restoring a Torah's deteriorated sections is generally the same, the gentle rubbing of a special sponge over the parchment surface in order to lift any loosened ink. Here, Yerman invites the kids to help.
That's good, good.
They stand in front of long tables on which the Torah scrolls have been unwound.
Make you a little nervous to be using the sponge on the Torah?
Right. Since it's holy, we don't want to mess it up.
When the sponging is done, Yerman answers questions from the kids about what happens if he messes up and about other details of his work life.
I've written 5 Torah scrolls.
Wow.
Yerman came to this more interactive style of Torah restoration over a decade ago while repairing a scroll at a Long Island synagogue. There, the visits of nursery school children had a profound effect on his work.
Every letter of Torah stands for the names of many, many children of all ages, of ages past, in our Jewish past. And I began to get that. I would associate with those letters, their faces and their voices, and the scroll actually began to take on new life for me.
Just as powerful for Yerman now are the quieter one-on-one moments when children and adults put their hands on the quill and actually restore a letter. Here at Mount Zion, this is happening after the Sunday school assemblies. Yerman moves his operation into the sanctuary. He sits at a table, the scroll open in front of him, and prepares those waiting to take their turn.
I will not move the quill for you, because the commandment says, write this song for yourselves.
Yerman is referring to the last of the Torah's 613 mitzvot, or commandments, that taken literally requires every Jew to write his or her own Torah. According to long-standing rabbinic interpretation, though, congregants may fulfill that commandment by restoring a single letter. They often dedicate the letter to honor a loved one or to help someone recover from illness, or in memory of one who has died.
For memory of my father, Hendrik Kreisler, son of Ernestine, okay, who was killed during Holocaust and doesn't have grave.
Okay. May his memory be for a blessing in the house of Israel, for all generations. Zichrono livracha. Go to the right. And now come down this way.
Outside the sanctuary doors, congregants pause and reflect on their writing of Torah and on Yerman's words.
His prayer was really, you know, hit home and watched over my dad and my mom. It just felt really good, more than I thought it would. He actually had me write.
My daughter is the fourth generation here at this sanctuary,
And I could really feel it and sense this idea of passing Judaism and the values and just life on from generation to generation.
At his studio outside New York City, Yerman went on to complete the restoration of the Torahs, and this month they were returned to the synagogue. A book with individual reflections of those who took quill in hand will be in the building's lobby by midsummer, so people can remember that they were a part of the effort. For Mount Zion Temple's Rabbi Adam Spilker, though, the most enduring expression of the project was the single comment of a congregant who said, "I felt as if I was standing on Mount Sinai."
That is what we say. And we say that we as Jews recreate not only the Exodus, which we do on the Passover Seder, and that's the one we're most familiar with. We say that we were slaves in Egypt, but we also say that we were standing at Mount Sinai receiving Torah, not just our ancestors, but we ourselves. And by taking that quill, you could feel the power of that moment coming together in the collapsing of time.
For National Public Radio in St. Paul, I'm Beth Friend.
Cough, cough, yot, yot, beautiful. What was that, beautiful?